This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. We have another power play for you this week. How's it going, Sean?
Very good. How are you?
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're excited about, right? About yes. The new year, and excited to conquer. And we're going to talk about change and everything, right?
Yep, absolutely. We talked last couple weeks. We kind of talked about goal setting. We actually just came off of our annual planning session, offsite planning session with our team. So if you did not listen to the last two episodes, I highly recommend that you do to kind of get the year started right. But this week, we want to kind of talk about change, right? Change within your company. I know that for a lot of us business owners, we've had some issue with hiring, right, employees and getting them to do, you know, what they're supposed to be doing in your company. And so I think now is the year to really change that and evaluate your company, what you're, you know, and part of it is we actually stopped growing because we wanted to kind of see what's going on internally and try to fix things internally.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a different year for us. We've always been
Grow drivers.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, if you're not growing profitably, that's not always the best solution. And so, you know, growth is great, and yes, we want to focus, but I think you have seasons, right, in your business and seasons in life, and we're in that season where we'll still end up growing some this year, but it's going to be
Our main focus.
Correct, and we're fixing a lot of things that we needed internally to fix, and so we've had really good growth the last several years, and we've done a lot, but now it's time let's fix some of these processes that are, you know, kind of broken, or that we're just like feel like we're putting band-aids on it, you know, constantly. Staff maybe that we're putting band-aids on, or roles. And let's fix a lot of these things internally so that we're really efficient, as profitable as we can, you know, per door, per revenue count, per building, whatever the company is. But let's really work on all those efficiencies and processes and people, right?
And we've talked about this on several different podcasts, I think, like right people, you know, and the right seat, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a thing. I think when we all are having growing pains in our businesses, we say, okay, let's pull from this department and kind of place this employee in another department, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not the best solution. I mean, we failed at it miserably, right?
We're probably the worst at it.
We are probably the worst
was,
at it.
So our CEO this weekend, he was like, hey, guys, there's one ask for 2023. It's quit just putting people in holes.
Don't put a body in that hole just to fill it. Yeah. Just to fill the position. It's not worth it. And that's one thing that we realized, you know, over the years is that.
And we still make mistakes.
We do. But we got to stop doing that.
Correct.
Right.
So, I mean, you've always heard that expression, hire fast fire fast.
Slow to hire, quick to fire, right?
Correct. There you go. That's better. Thank you. But it's just, you know, and it's hard. Trust me. Like, I'm the worst at it, because it's like, you, number one is I just want to, like, finish it and move on, and let's put that person in the role and all that. But really, you need to spend time on the front end making sure you got the right person for your culture and right person for your company, but then also the right seat.
Yes,
And we've had times where we've had people, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast, where we've hired great people, great culture fit, great team members, and then they excelled so well that we're like, well, hey, let's put them over here because they're succeeding so well, and it's not the right seat for them, right? And then they start feeling like, what happened? Like, this person started off so great. Well, maybe it was our fault that we put them in the wrong, they were exceeding because they were in the right seat.
Right.
And then we moved them.
Yeah.
So
we've done that,
over and over, several. And then it's... I think we just really, when we lose somebody in a particular role in our company, we end up just trying to fill it quickly and move on. And it's not the right solution. You want to spend the time on really interviewing. And I know it's hard in this job market, but really spending the time marketing, finding the right person.
Yes.
Finding,
and you're probably thinking like, well, how do I find the right person, right? Because somebody goes in the door and they can tell you all the great things about them right. that make them look fantastic on paper, but then you get them in their position and it was not what you expected them to be, correct. Right? And yeah. so I think I'm a firm believer. We use the predictive index, correct. And I am a firm believer that that test really tells me how a this lot. Person yeah. is, you know, in their position, what their working style is, and if they're going to take initiative, all those things that, you know, we really can't see until they actually get in the door.
Correct. And so we did a podcast on that. I don't know the episode. We'll try to put it in the show notes. But we did a podcast on the predictive index. And so take a look at that because we went in depth about, you know, the tests and how it works. Mm-hmm. And somebody that you can join and start participating with the predictive index if you want to add that to your company. But yes, I agree with you 100% because mm-hmm. that's going to find you probably the right person for the right seat.
Yep.
And then from there, you're just interviewing for the good culture fit. Right?
Yeah. And if you're working with remote team members, that's huge. I mean, that's something that we offer. I mean, we have a remote team member or virtual assistant company, True Work Logistics, and that is what we use to hire our remote team members. And almost always that I get clients say like, wow, you really found the right seat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we really look at the predictive index to try to get the best person for that seat.
Correct. And then as far as culture fit and company fit is, you know, we take the resumes, we try to screen through them. We have a little test on the front end that kind of screens out some people that see they can just follow rules. Mm-hmm. And then from there, if they pass a phone interview with somebody, then we come in and they meet with several people in our organization to yeah. really see if they're good. And it's interesting because you all will have different perspectives on that person.
Absolutely. Like one of our employees, she likes to ask, you know, what animal would you be? And I'm like, why would she ask like what animal you'd be? And it kind of makes sense. You know, we had one that came in and she said that she wanted to be a cat. And we asked her why. And she said, because I don't do anything.
They don't do anything. They just lay around all day.
Is that something that somebody want in your company that doesn't want to do anything and just lay around all day? Probably not. That's probably a red flag.
Sure. I don't know what that lady was thinking, but then, you know, it's actually a funny question and it throws people off, but yeah, I like the people that lions and tigers
right,
and
right.
wolves and like, you know, they're ready. They're coming to attack. Yeah. So, but no, it's a good question. A lot of times I ask questions about humility, mm-hmm. Cause I want to see, you know, are people humble, you know, can they admit when they're wrong?
Right.
Because it's
accountability.
Accountability and mm-hmm. humility. So I always ask tough questions about, you know, maybe failures, maybe successes. And because it's, I think, easy for people to talk about their successes. It's hard to come to a job interview and talk about your failures and
absolutely.
How you overcame them. So
yeah, and questions around your core values because correct. You want them to, they have to adopt those core values, live those core values every single day when they come in the office.
Correct. And so, you know, for us, we've really looked this year at elevating some mm-hmm. of our staff and elevating our departments mm-hmm. and processes. So, you know, that as far as coming out of our quarterly this weekend or our annual, you know, we're going to improve some technology features. Mm-hmm. So, one way is improving the process and coaching and holding people accountable mm-hmm. is the software we use.
Yeah. And that's a big one, holding people accountable. I think like for years, like, you know, we just let them kind of do their thing, you know, but if they didn't make a mistake, we probably wouldn't document it. Like, take no BS, guys. Like, document everything, really. Yeah. Like, you should not keep them for the sake of keeping them.
Correct.
Right? And that's why you need to have your 30, 60, 90-day review at the start of any hire. Because if they are not working out in the first 30 days, don't keep them. It does not make any sense for your company.
Well, then you made a mistake if it's already that quickly. But we probably just put somebody in the wrong.
Exactly.
But so hopefully you don't have too many of those. But, I mean, I think, yes, to go along with your saying feedback. And so I think sometimes it's just the people need feedback. Mm-hmm. They might think they're killing it and they might need to hear that, hey, okay, you're doing well over here, but here's two or three areas that you could improve on. And so a lot of times it's just feedback.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's feedback that they're giving to you as a owner or the manager, and hey, maybe you didn't teach them well enough. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't show them how to use something. Maybe it's your technology is failing them, and it's not something that works well.
Right.
You know, and so we had some issues with technology. We had some issues with people,
training.
And we had some issues with training. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the big goals and things that we're really going to try to improve on this year, so that we efficiently operate. You know, people aren't spending more time than they should on something, and they're executing so that we're more profitable and can do more. So then we can grow and probably create more problems down the road.
Exactly.
But at least we're growing.
Yeah. Correctly. That's a good problem to have, though. I mean, we experienced it, you know, when we were at from 100 doors to 300 doors, and then again at 500 doors, and now at 1,000 doors. So it's, you know, you're going to have these different pain points at every cycle, right?
Correct. And things that work for a certain size of company doesn't work for a larger size.
Exactly.
And so it's, yeah. And you live and learn the hard way. I think it's hard. I've always been like, as a small business owner, trying to move fast. And there's times, and I think that there's things that are, it's good to move quick and be nimble, be agile, because that's, you know, because that's your competitive advantage mm-hmm. when you're competing against larger companies. But at the same time, there's some times where I probably move too quickly and cause pain as well. So it's gotta be smart.
I agree with that. And I think as entrepreneurs, all entrepreneurs want to move fast. You know, they're drivers, really. An entrepreneur is a driver. So it's all about grow, 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 grow. I don't care what kind of doors I'm going to get. I'm going to grow, 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 right? They might not be profitable, but I'm growing.
Yeah.
Right. And so you need to take a step back and really look at it and say, okay, like, growth is not, you know, if you're not profitable, it doesn't mean anything.
Correct. I mean, it's bragging rights, but that's not, it's like, well, who cares about size?
How big you are.
Yeah. What matters is what's that left over exactly. after at the end of the year, you know, and at the end of the spreadsheet. So on that note, too, I think that something to really, I think, add value or talk about, too, is, you know, I think the last 10 years, maybe less. You know, the economy's been great. Mm-hmm. Things have been good, other than the pandemic and all that, going through all that. But people have really done well, especially like in a lot of the industries we're in. And so I think we've gotten a little bit relaxed.
Oh, absolutely.
And as a culture and the U.S., I think we've gotten really. Mm-hmm. There's no better way, but like a little fat and lazy, you know, there's no other way to, you know, as companies, as people, like we just are not, we need to trim the fat and we need to get a little bit leaner and get stronger. And that's really our mission this year for us internally is really work on getting, you know, trimming some of that fat. You know, we took on more people last year than we ever have. We've had bigger payroll budgets than we ever had. We've had more larger meetings and Christmas dinners and everything, more expensive than we were. Mm-hmm. And it's time to like, hey guys, that was great and all, but now it's time that in order to survive, in order to thrive in the next couple of years, let's get a little leaner and a little stronger. And so I think it's healthy to restructure a little bit and reorganize and look at your, because there's something to being resourceful and nimble and lean.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I trust me, I've learned the hard way because I've built a business when I had no money at all, and you figure it out. Like you don't know how you're gonna make payroll, you don't know how you're gonna pay for that next deal, you don't know how you're gonna pay rent, but you will figure out a way, right? You're resourceful.
Yeah.
You and I, what works best for us is usually if I'm trying to figure out the answer and I'm sitting here and I'm struggling and I come to you and just kind of bounce it off you, you're like, well, then why don't we try this? It's like, why couldn't I have thought of that? it's clear. So like, and I think have somebody to bounce those ideas off of. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Usually you've always come, you found the answer when I needed it and vice versa. So,
yeah.
But I think there's something to, you know, when you're not, even though you have a lot of cash and reserves or you might have, you know, money in the bank and all that, I think there's something to being resourceful and not not having large teams, not being bloated, like, you know, and it just figuring out a way, because you will find solutions to problems, and it doesn't have to be just like, let's throw money at it,
right.
You know, and to help your bottom line. And so I think that's, totally, and it goes in all areas of life, I think. But I think the times that we've really done the best business-wise is when we're truly resourceful and figure out a way to make it happen. And a lot of times it didn't require money. And so, because what I was going with all that is, I've also started businesses when I had extra money, and I like bought all these cool, so like the plumbing company was a good example of that, right? So I bought the top of the line, brand new, state of the equipment, vans and equipment, everything's new, right? And everything's great. And it's like,
why crap. Did I do that?
I didn't make any money at all. Like for years, I didn't make money. And it was like, why am I keeping that? And then after 3 years, you're like, well, I'm really tired of this. I just spent, you know, $500,000.
And you're like, man, what could I have used that $500,000 on, right?
Or more. But so I think there's, and if I could have been more resourceful, I could have probably bought used equipment. Mm-hmm. I could have found a used one of somebody that just needed to get rid of it. I could have waited and truly seen what I needed before I even opened my doors. Not knowing, not being a plumber, what do I know what equipment I need for, you know? And so, like, it would have been smart to maybe to think about that before. So that's a great example.
Yeah. But good point.
Yeah. So, and it's been, and so I think this, anything out of this podcast, it's to get you to think, right? And to challenge and question some of the, where you're headed, right, for this year.
Absolutely. Year of change, I think, for everybody, you know, and I think we all realize that. And so now it's time to make those changes. Evaluate your companies.
Evaluate your staff. Mm-hmm. So it's one of our rocks is we're evaluating everybody in our organization.
Yeah. Get lean.
And a lot of times it doesn't mean necessarily we're going to let people go or hire new people. It means sometimes it may be just, hey, how can I get this person from, they're a great culture fit, they're a great team member.
Maybe they're lacking training or lacking something.
You know, maybe they just, they don't know what they don't realize. They just need feedback. So it could be just like, how can we take our B and C players to A players?
Exactly.
And how can you evaluate and level up? And then sometimes it might be eliminating certain people in certain departments. And that's a case too. Yeah. So I think it's looking at all aspects and then looking at your technology and then looking at your processes. And improving on all those. Yep. So. Any other thing?
Awesome. No, I say go get it in 2023 and make it happen, guys. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like it, share it with your friends and give us a like as well. Give us some feedback.
Appreciate everybody. Thank you.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. Talking. But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolfsDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.